Maryland's news now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Earlier this afternoon, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney met with reporters to talk about the latest in regard to the use of chemical weapons in Syria, saying that the White House will likely release an intelligence report on Syria sometime this week.
The president continues to work with his national security team, reviewing the options available to him. And when he has made a decision and has an announcement to make, he'll make it. So that process continues.
And there's a lot of speculation that this intelligence report that presumably would link Assad directly to the chemical weapons attack might be released today. Can you give us an update on the timing?
What I would say is that yesterday I made clear that the intelligence community is working on an assessment, and that once we had that assessment, we would provide information to the public about it in the coming days. And that remains true. I think that Fed speculation that it would come today rather than some other day, but it will come, and I think you can expect it this week. Let me also say, and I think that both Secretary Kerry and I attempted to make clear yesterday that there is no doubt here that chemical weapons were used on a massive scale on August 21st outside of Damascus. There is also very little doubt, and should be no doubt, for anyone who approaches this logically, that the Syrian regime is responsible for the use of chemical weapons on August 21st outside of Damascus. We have established with a high degree of confidence that the Syrian regime has used chemical weapons already in this conflict. We have made clear that it is our firm assessment that the Syrian regime has maintained control of the stockpile of chemical weapons in Syria throughout this conflict. It is also the case that the Syrian regime has the rocket capacity to deliver the chemical weapons as they were delivered with repugnant results on August 21st outside of Damascus. So what the president is engaged in is a process of deciding, as he consults with international allies and as his administration consults with Congress, about what the appropriate response to this flagrant violation of international norms should be. And there must be a response.
That was White House Press Secretary Jay Carney earlier this afternoon at the White House.